Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. So, what's it like to eat as a royal? Well, from The Independent, the Queen's former chef, Darren McGrady, has drawn back the curtain and revealed Her Majesty's private dining habits. In his book, Eating Royally, Recipes and Remembrance from a Palace Kitchen, McGrady has revealed the Queen's dining preferences, her favourite meals, and the things she is not a fan of on the dinner table. How many meals does the Queen eat in a day? McGrady says the Queen has four meals a day, but only eats small portions at each. For breakfast, she keeps things simple. Royal biographer Katie Nicholl has previously said, Her Royal Highness typically starts with a simple cup of tea and biscuits, followed by a bowl of cereal. This is before moving on to a lunch of grilled fish with wilted spinach or courgettes, according to McGrady. She's also partial to a simple grilled chicken with salad, a low-carbohydrate option. Then, in the late afternoon, McGrady says, the Queen will have an afternoon tea. The Queen always has scones with jam and clotted cream, and she puts the jam on first. He explained, she'd always have afternoon tea wherever she was in the world. We'd flown out to Australia and were on the royal yacht. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, but for the Queen it was 5 in the afternoon, so my first job was making scones. So what are the Queen's favourite foods? Well, the Queen apparently has a particular love for Morecambe Bay potted shrimp on toast. In a Q&A video, McGrady said, they're cooked and marinated in this secret spicy butter, and then the Queen would have them with warm toast, and when you spread them on warm toast, the butter melts. Are there any foods the Queen doesn't like? The Queen doesn't like garlic. We could never use it at Buckingham Palace. McGrady says the most important thing to remember was that unlike when you are cooking in a hotel or restaurant, you're only cooking for one person, so their taste is what matters. It was about cooking dishes that the Queen liked, for example. You could do a beef stroganoff, and if she didn't like paprika in there, it became a dish without paprika because you're cooking for one person. He says while the Queen never directly said she didn't enjoy a meal, she would leave a message in a notebook for the staff. She had a little book on her desk, and she would just put a note in there saying, I don't want this again, or something like that. McGrady says Her Majesty loves chocolate. She is absolutely a chocoholic. McGrady told Hello magazine in 2016, anything we put on the menu that had chocolate on, she would choose, especially chocolate perfection pie, a layered chocolate pie with white and dark chocolate and chocolate shavings. And what is the most important meal at the palace? Everybody loved fish and chips, explained McGrady. All the staff, 300 staff at Buckingham Palace, all of the chefs would have fish and chips for lunch. But forget your tartar sauce and your ketchup. We loved it with salad cream on those French fries, on those chips. Although the Queen reportedly had her fish and chips in a panko breadcrumb rather than traditional batter, as for her condiment of choice, Leon Perrins, HB sauce, and Heinz ketchup all hold royal warrants. But Her Majesty isn't the only one eating like a Queen, McGrady adds. One of the things that really, really shocked me when I got the job as the Queen's chef was that I wasn't straight away preparing banquets for kings, queens, and presidents. I was actually chopping beef, liver, and chicken for the Queen's corgis. I later learned that was one of the most important meals of the day when it came to the Queen. And what about, say, McDonald's? The Queen never ordered fast food. When you've got 20 chefs in the kitchen, why would you? You can call down to the kitchen and order whatever you want. My thanks to someone who gets whatever he wants, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.